Good morning. Skies are partly to mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England as one storm well to the south and east of Cape Cod continues to depart off the eastern seaboard, and another front associated with a trough of low pressure begins to swing our way from the Great Lakes. This will keep a mix of sun and clouds in the forecast today across the region, and temperatures will climb off our morning lows back through the 60s, and most places will settle into the 70s for daytime highs, with a few spots in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England reaching into the lower 80s. The humidity will be slightly higher ahead of this front, and with the trough heading in our direction, we could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Those showers and thunderstorms will last into the night tonight as the trough continues to pivot through, and overnight lows will be back into the upper 50s to around 60. On the backside of this system, still the risk of a shower on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny skies as we tend to dry things out during the day with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. On Wednesday, high pressure will build in, and this will dominate through the middle and latter portion of the week, keeping skies mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s, more sunshine with highs near 80 on Thursday, and around the backside of the high will push highs into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies and dry weather again on Friday. By next weekend, another front will approach with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, ahead of this front in the mid-80s, and back to the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds behind the front on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening ridge of high pressure aloft will ensure a heat wave continues across much of the West for the next few days. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for much of the western third of the lower 48. Record highs are forecast for many locations for the next few days as afternoon temperatures surpass the century mark from the interior Pacific Northwest down to the desert Southwest. The persistent heat and dry conditions will also promote wildfires across this region. In addition, spotty thunderstorms could produce dry lightning that could lead to the development of additional fires. Meanwhile, a series of cold fronts sweeping across the plains and exiting off the east coast will keep temperatures in check to the east. One front will produce spotty showers and storms, some of which could be strong to severe in parts of the Great Lakes. Farther south, a stalled front will produce showers and storms that could lead to locally heavy downpours from time to time. These cold fronts will also usher in high pressure across the nation's heartland, causing drier than normal weather to start the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 42 degrees with a southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 61, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.93 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 130 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm near 80, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 68, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.55 inches for the month, which is 2.63 inches above normal, and 22.39 inches for the year, which is 2.22 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1913, and the record low, 40, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower to mid 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s Wednesday, more sunshine near 80 on Thursday. Mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Friday. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.